it is Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Democrats are going to keep on losing if they don't get in touch with reality, which, by the way, is fine with me because I'm a conservative. I don't want them to win, but it's just surprising to see nonetheless. And why do I say that? Because Joe Rogan finally gave us a little more insight into why Kamala Harris didn't go on his show. It's fascinating. Watch this.
They had, I don't know how many conversations with my folks.
Right.
But multiple conversations, giving different dates, different times, different this, different that. And we knew that she was going to be in Texas. So I said, open invitation. I think they had requirements on things that she didn't want to talk about. She didn't want to talk about marijuana legalization, which I thought was hilarious.
Why?
Like, that's so, because of her prosecuting record. And, you know, she put a lot of people in jail for weed.
Joe Rogan does like his weed. It's true. And this is one of the reasons why Democrats lost, not just Kamala Harris, but in the Senate and the House as well. They had hundreds of millions of dollars more than Donald Trump, like $500 million more than Donald Trump did. But you know what Donald Trump had? He had advisors who told him to go on Joe Rogan. Because if you look, a lot of people have come out with this story already, so I won't talk about it a ton. But there was a lot of turmoil inside the Harris campaign on whether or not they should go to Joe Rogan. The people who told her not to should be fired immediately. And again, I don't really want them to be fired because I'm happy that she's losing. I'm happy Democrats aren't doing well. But just practically speaking, anyone who tells you not to go on Joe Rogan should be fired because it's free money. I just checked, by the way, today. And guess how many views that podcast got on just on YouTube. I'm not talking about X, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, none of that. Just on YouTube, it got 50 million views. And J.D. Vance got 17 million views more. I did some more math. How much would I have charged, or any political commentator out there, or anyone who does a podcast or anything, how much would they have charged someone to run just a 60-second ad, let alone 3 hours, which is how long they were for J.D. Vance and Donald Trump? Just a 60-second ad. I did the math for how much you could charge someone for just that ad for 67 million views. It would cost more than $2 million. $2 million. So that's a massive mistake for Kamala Harris not to go on. If you're talking about a 3-hour podcast where a voter really gets to know who you are, it's priceless. I mean, it's much more than $2 million. I have no idea how you would even quantify that. But here's the deal. Joe Rogan didn't ask for any money. He doesn't want the money. He just wanted people to be able to see who these people were. J.D. Vance, Donald Trump, they took the opportunity because they're not afraid. Kamala Harris could not. And it shows her true colors because she's a big bag of nothingness. There was nothing. She was too afraid to even defend her position on marijuana with a pretty friendly face, by the way. Like Joe Rogan, as I said, he likes marijuana. It's like probably his top issue. But he isn't a journalist. He's just a guy who has questions. And if you look at his interviews with people, he tends to ask them questions. And if they give him kind of politician-y answers, he lets him off free. It's fine. Like he just wants to have a good conversation. If anything, he just wants you to like him, which is what most of us want. And for that reason, he's not a journalist. He just wants to have a conversation, but Kamala Harris could not even do that, which shows how weak of a candidate she was in the first place. And it turns out that that was the kind of person that she was actually afraid of, Joe Rogan. She was afraid of those normal people. And I don't think it necessarily made the biggest difference in the election. Do I think that if Donald Trump and J.D. Vance had refused to go on Joe Rogan that they would have lost the election? No, I don't think so. But it certainly helps. I mean, it's free. It's free money. It's free money for these campaigns. It's free exposure. And she didn't do it. And it's because she's terrified of normal conversations. But again, how do you not take for a free 67 million views? It's just one of the many reasons why Democrats keep losing. Well, guys, if you are a true conservative, there's something that you absolutely need. If you don't have it, I don't even know how you don't have it. And that is Daily Wire Plus. Daily Wire Plus has absolutely fantastic series. If you went and saw Am I Racist in theaters, it's on Daily Wire Plus now, so you can show your friends and family. If you didn't get to go see it, you should watch it on Daily Wire Plus, as well as they have new scenes never before shown. I think Matt Walsh talks about how he got into some of this crazy stuff. It's really fantastic. You should go check it out. If you use my link in the description below, you get that discount of 47% off with code Trump. And again, it supports my channel. So go do it. Show your friends and family Am I Racist, as well as all the other good stuff on Daily Wire Plus. Joy Reid is the embodiment of how the Democrat Party has become the party of racism and detachment from reality. And she had not one, but two tantrums this week. And I want to show you both. Here's that first one.
I just want to give some free advice to the white progressives, particularly white progressive women who may be thinking about marching against the Trump victory, maybe putting back on the P-word hats and doing that thing. I would just say probably don't send any of those invites to any black women you know. I'm just going to tell you right now, they're not coming. I'm pretty sure black women have resigned from the Save America Coalition, Save Democracy Coalition, and definitely the Save the Democratic Party Coalition. I think that's probably not happening. I would just keep those invites maybe among your own friends because I don't think they're coming. But yeah, I think black women are now on the Save Black Women, Prioritize Black Men, and Prioritize Black Communities, Black Businesses, and you know, the black spaces. But Save America, Save the Democratic Party, yeah, I don't think that's happening.
Hey, white men, let's not talk to people of other... I'm a white man, so let me speak to you for a second, white men. Let's not talk to people of other races or genders. It's just us. This is about us. Everything is about us. This is our country. We want white businesses to succeed. We want our white communities to do well. This is our time. No one else asked for help. This is about white men. Could you imagine? Could you imagine? I cannot. Could you imagine me actually getting up on a show? Again, Joy Reid is not a nobody. Joy Reid is like one of the top progressive people on TV. I'm a nobody. And yet, if I said something like that, I would be canceled tomorrow and called a racist. But here's the thing. It would be warranted. No one should ever say something like that, including me, including Joy Reid. So saying you prioritize your race and not America, that is treasonous behavior. It's also just callous. It's unfeeling. I think I'm a religious man. Paul talks about in the New Testament, he talks about how people become unfeeling. That is the kind of unfeeling behavior that he was talking about. It's crazy that you could just be like, everyone of my race, we're going to hunker down and care about ourselves. Other American citizens, we don't care. And Democrats are totally hitting rock bottom with this right now because they are openly saying that they hate you. It's one of the things I talk about most on the show. They're not hiding it. They're telling you to your face that they hate you. And it's one of the biggest reasons why they're losing elections. Because you can't look at people and say, I hate you, now vote for me. What? So why did Trump win? Because he got all of his usual support. He got some rural white Americans. They voted for him a lot. He had, you know, the usual suspects that would vote for a Republican. They still voted for him. But that wasn't enough. The reason why Trump won was because minorities showed up for him. Because women showed up for him. Because Latinos showed up for him. Native Americans showed up for him. Black men showed up for him. That's how he won the election. It was the most diverse coalition of Republicans in history. He just wanted everyone. I mean, yeah. What, you don't want open borders? Yeah, vote for me. You want a good economy? Vote for me. I don't hate you. If you voted for Biden in the past, vote for me this time. That's not what Democrats are saying. They're literally, go on social media. Go talk to your normal Democrat. A lot of them are saying, F you if you voted for Trump. And it turns out that if you voted for Trump and then the other party says, F you, it doesn't make you want to vote for them more. So I don't know what they're doing. Again, I'm a Republican. I'm happy about this, frankly. I mean, I don't think it's good for our country, so I shouldn't say I'm happy about this. But in terms of elections, do I think 2026 and 2028 are going to be a lot easier to win now? Yeah. I mean, they're not even asking for your vote. Democrats don't even want to win anymore because they're too racist about it. And I don't want to hear any more about Republicans being racist. I'm so sick of it. Because Joy Reid, a mainstream Democrat pundit, is saying she is prioritizing her race over anyone else's. I am not strawmanning this. That is the exact words that she just said. So that is tantrum number one. But there's tantrum number two, and that happened after Trump said that he would essentially enforce the Supreme Court decision that banned affirmative action from schools. She was not happy about that at all. Here's what that looked like.
So in other words, reparations for white people. Any comments on that, Trump likes?
So this is an interesting window into how leftists think. Again, I think leftists recently have become a little bit more candid about their views than in the past. In the past, we had to kind of look at what they said and then decipher what did they really mean. I think she's saying what she really means here, and I think it's representative of the left in general. What she's saying is that by doing nothing, or in other words, making opportunity just kind of equal across the board, it is handouts for white people. By doing nothing and just letting people live their lives, you are giving the advantage to white people. And so she is actively calling for discrimination. That is what she's saying in that video. She wants the discrimination in favor of her race. And she is actively saying, by the way, that black people need handouts in order to succeed. Why is that? That is the question. Why would she say that? Seriously, why? And what can a black person not do that a white person can? I don't think anything. I think that a lot of it stems from a deep, deep ideological divide in America. And I think she actually does believe a lot of these things, even though there's no basis in reality or logic. Apparently, Joy Reid does not agree with the fact that a black person can do everything that a white person can. She actually does not believe that. It's clear from that video. Or the other possibility, of course, is that she wants her kids, if she has any, I don't know if she does. She doesn't seem like the kind of person that would prioritize them. But maybe she just wants her kids to get into Harvard without earning it, because who wouldn't want that? That sounds like something Joy Reid would be all about. Joy Reid is just one example of someone in the leftist cult. I wrote all about it in my book, A New Cult. It's on the bookshelf up there right now. It's on Amazon right now just for $10. If you have a Kindle subscription as well, it's actually free to you. I had a really good time writing it. I know you'll enjoy reading it as well. Go check it out. The link is in the description below.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.